What do essential oils, scented candles, and brightly colored leggings have in common? Well, if you're a young mom with a Facebook account, you probably already know. All of those products are hot right now in the world of direct sales. These businesses, where people sell things directly to consumers, have been around for decades, but thanks to social media, they are more visible than ever. KJZZ's Stina Sieg reports.
Ann Schneider loves being a nurse, but she's also really digging her new office. It's wherever she wants it to be.
I'm going to tickle you.
Right now, that means her dining room with her two-year-old Emma.
You want to go see Mama's makeup?
You bet little Emma does, and quickly paints her cheeks with streaks of blush. Schneider is one of more than 20 million Americans working for direct sales companies, sometimes called multi-level marketing or MLMs. Hers is a brand new one called Mascara, which offers all kinds of beauty products. The 41-year-old mom of three never thought she'd do something like this, but now she has to actively keep herself from talking about it all the time.
When you fall into something you love, you want everybody to know how happy you are.
And that passion can be both a blessing and the curse of this business model. Schneider has seen friends get so into direct selling that their fervor can be a turnoff.
I don't want to be like, buy this book, buy this wine, you have to buy this makeup. It just should be more natural.
Bombarding your Facebook friends is such a common mistake in the direct sales world that some people have made a business out of combating it.
You know, none of us want to be sold to.
That's Nina Simmons of NB and NS, who creates webinars teaching women, and it's almost always women, how to get people jazzed about products without getting on their potential customers' nerves. Simmons has seen it go wrong so many times. Like that one time a friend of hers really hit it off with another woman at the park.
And she was like, yay, I made a new mom friend. And so they friended each other on Facebook. And then the first interaction from this new friend was, hey, did you hear about this weight loss product? I think it'd be really great for you.
And that's just one of many ways direct sales can go south. Women told me about feeling guilted into buying stuff or feeling held hostage by their Facebook feed. And one woman described a friend using what she called almost intimidation tactics to try to get her to sell as well. Many women worried their buddies would lose money in their ventures. But none of them wanted to be named in this story. I get it. They don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, especially not when this kind of work seems to give some people so much joy. People like Julie Kiefer.
This guy's tired. Okay.
She has to get baby Griffin all situated and nursing before she can talk.
Hi. I can focus on what you're saying now.
Kiefer's a former school psychologist who's now a full-time mom to her three kids and also a purveyor of Young Living essential oils. Kiefer says, yeah, she gets a check every month, but she doesn't really do this for the money. She likes having something to do, especially when she's at home all day with the kids.
It's nice to be able to, you know, reach out to people and follow up and answer questions or just chit-chat and have an excuse to have a little bit of extra grown-up thinking time.
Sure, Kiefer's heard criticisms of direct selling and even of her type of products in particular, which are meant to treat a variety of ailments.
And I can totally understand people's feelings about, like, what are these snake oils you're peddling? You know, I get it.
But the thing is, these oils have worked for Kiefer, just like the direct sales model has. She really believes in what she does.
It's nice to be able to help people and also be a stay-at-home mom.
One day, when all her kids are school age, Kiefer plans to go back to work. But even then, she can't imagine she'll stop selling oils. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, Phoenix.